I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Do Liverpool need a new striker? By Hamza Khalik Lunat. The 2016-17 season was, broadly speaking, a successful one. Attaining Champions League football was the bare minimum for a successful season, but under Klopp's leadership, the team did so. In the process, Liverpool scored 78 goals in the league, at an average of just over 2 per game. Coutinho and Mane both scored 13 in the league, whilst Roberto Firmino contributed with 11. Whilst it is a positive that the goal-scoring burden is shared across the forward line, what Liverpool cannot afford next season is to rely on Roberto Firmino as the primary goal scorer in a season that may well span 60 games or more. What we saw this season was that Firmino is an essential player within Klopp's Liverpool side, but one that does not score as many goals as the respective strikers of Liverpool's rivals do. Not only this, but near the end of the season, Firmino struggled with his fitness after the demands of a tough season got to him, and he was forced to take a breather from the bench. Admittedly, Liverpool's signing of Mohamed Salah is expected to be finalised shortly, and his goal-scoring output will be a welcome addition, which may well relieve some of the pressure from Firmino. But it's not likely to be enough for Liverpool to push on in the league or in other competitions. In the Premier League, there were 14 players that scored more than Liverpool's top scorer, Sadio Mane. This list includes Kane, Lukaku, Sanchez, Costa, Aguero, Ali, and Ibrahimovic, amongst others. Whilst the disparity in regards to the total league goals scored is fairly small between Chelsea, Spurs, City, Arsenal and Liverpool, what we are not accounting for here are the demands of lengthier seasons for Spurs, City and Arsenal, all of whom were in European competition. Whilst Roberto Firmino has scored a respectable 11 goals this season and 10 in the previous, this is not enough for Liverpool to compete with rivals higher up the table, and this does not even account for the depth within the striking department too. Daniel Sturridge remains a top-class player with undeniable quality, but his fitness record means that he cannot be relied upon to last the season and score the same volume of goals as Costa, Aguero, Sanchez or Ibrahimovic did this season. Sturridge's total for the entire season was 7 goals at a rate of 1 every 152 minutes played, higher than any other player in the team. Comparatively, Liverpool's third choice centre-forward, Divock Origi, scored 11 goals in total, 1 every 189 minutes. Divock Origi remains a promising young player, but at times he appeared to struggle in games as a lone striker and also has injury issues too. When it comes to Liverpool's fourth choice striker, Danny Ings, it's extremely hard not to sympathise with him. After coming back from one anterior cruciate ligament injury that can so often ruin careers, he suffered another one. Regardless of his form once he returns, Liverpool cannot expect to rely upon a player who has had minimal action over 2 years to provide or contribute towards the goals Liverpool need week in, week out. What this leaves Liverpool with is a simple option: to get a new striker, with the demands of the upcoming season likelier to be larger and physically more taxing than ever before. We saw this season how Liverpool struggled without the pace of Sadio Mane, but one aspect that has been overlooked is how drastically different Liverpool looked in the last 3 games of the season with a striker, a role which Daniel Sturridge excelled in. The low block issues that saw Liverpool stagnate against sides outside of the top six were finally addressed, and bringing a striker would not only reduce the strain on Firmino, increase the squad's depth and quality, and the overall demands on the team to make up a goal-scoring deficit in comparison to rivals. What it would also do, providing the striker had the right qualities, is provide a solution to the main tactical problem that confounded Liverpool's 2016-17 season, and will be essential for Liverpool going forward in the season to come. It seems a reliable, consistent and intelligent striker is required, alongside additions at left-back, centre-back and in midfield. A striking department with Daniel Sturridge and Origi as reserve players, and Firmino in a second striker or central role behind the striker, seems an enticing prospect, and one which would see Liverpool challenge at the highest level. We can only hope the club recognises this issue and acts upon it too. A quick word or two in response to Hamza's article. The first thing I'd have to say is I could not agree more that I think we need a class act striker coming into the club. It's the type of thing that gives a club a lift and adds status in a season where I think that would be massively required. And you can pick the bones out of that argument in terms of tactical nous and systems all you like. I don't care. I think everybody would get a tremendous lift from a top-end striker coming into Liverpool Football Club, and I would love to see that happen. I hope it does happen. The stories linking us with Aubameyang seem to be so patently just agent engineering, but I would love to see somebody really, really quality coming in before the end of the transfer window. So hopefully Hamza's spot on the money with that. And again, like he says, the amount of options that offers all of a sudden is just wonderful, and we are really light in that department, especially if Danny Sturridge continues to have injury issues, even if he does stay, and with Origi and Ings not yet fully reliable upon in any way, shape or form. It makes perfect sense to me, so I'm all for flashing the cash and throwing it at some striker hero for us all to worship. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.